is Austin. As previously stated, I am super cool, super pretty, and super humble. It's nice to meet you guys. I like to think of myself as a pretty... Hi, Father, how's it going?
You know what my name is?
No, I don't.
Austin.
Oh, really? Look at this. Let's hear it for Austin. Well, okay.
Big talker, huh?
Yeah.
Just wait.
Thanks, kids. I just broke in. I know he's doing his job.
Go for it.
I'm going up to the encounter. So when you go up there, and Deb, I'm sure, is going to say a little bit. Now, how many of you have been to Eucharist Adoration before? So that's what it's going to be. They're going to have some songs, but Jesus is on the altar. It's right there. I just beg you, seventh graders, just talk to him. Tell him you love him. Ask him what you need. Okay, and then you say to him, give me the Holy Spirit. Because he's gonna. This is big stuff. Confirmation changes your soul forever. It's a sacrament that lasts for eternity. There's only three of those that last for eternity. You know what they are?
Baptism.
Confirmation.
Holy orders.
Holy orders. What's holy orders? I'm a sacrament. Ain't that something? Pretty wild. So thanks, kids. Thanks for your taking out this whole day. God's never outdone, ever. He is never outdone in generosity. So you're generous with him by giving him this day. He'll get you back. Okay? So thanks, kids.
Thank you very much, Father. Thank you very much. Just like I think all Austins are meant to be priests, I think all Austins are very adventurous too. I like to think of myself as a really adventurous guy, right? I like to try all kinds of things, all kinds of new things. Like the ostriches, yeah. I've been to two different continents, two different countries, and 43 states. I've been snowboarding all the way up in Oregon and up in Seattle, and I've been all the way down in Florida, all the way up to New York, and pretty much everywhere in between. So I've been all over, and I love to try new things. I'm really adventurous, and one time, me and Neil, actually, we I don't know if this has been said, but a couple of us on the team used to be missionaries, so we traveled across the country with a missionary organization. We put on a retreat, a lot like this, and me and Neil, actually, we were on the same team together, so that's how we kind of met, you know, isn't that beautiful? So we had met, and we usually get paired off in different houses. We'll let us stay with them, and they'll give us a food to eat and, like, beds to sleep in, and then we'll go to the next town. And me and Neil had stayed with this family, and this family was straight from Thailand. They were Thai, and they had just moved a couple years ago, and they had kind of restarted in Oregon. And so me and Neil were staying with them, and they were awesome. It was one of my favorite host families. It was really funny, because they were so nice. I tried, first off, I got to talk about the little kid. They had this little like, 2 or 3-year-old son, and he was the cutest little kid. He was super smart, and he had just memorized all the capitals of all the states. And he's like, 2 or 3, dude. And I only knew, like, the capital of my own state. I'm like, all right, like, what's the capital of my state? And he had, like, he was bilingual, so he had a really thick accent. I'm like, what's the capital of California? And he's like, Sacramento. And he was, like, so excited. Like, at one point, he's like, hey, guys. And he starts telling a joke in Thai. And then he starts laughing to himself, like, we understood it. You know, we're like, that was great, man. Good one, you know. But that home, I tried, like, the weirdest foods ever. I tried... fried boiled egg. I tried white rice, purple rice, black rice. I tried I forget what it's called, but in like fish oil. We tried just about anything. I'm like, yeah, you know, I'll give anything a try. And the weirdest one that they had this fruit. It's called durian.
Durian.
Yes, if you've heard of durian, it's in like a lot of Japanese cartoons and stuff. It's kind of like that spiky ball fruit. And what it is. It smells really strong, and they actually don't let you have it on any planes because it smells so bad, and when you eat it, your farts smell even worse. So they're like, dude, they're like, we don't know if it's your fart or if it's you, but either way, don't put it on the plane. And it's that bad, it makes people nauseous. And people either love it or hate it. And I'm like, you know what? That sounds disgusting. I'm gonna give it a try. Sounds great, you know? So I gave it a try. And the best way I can describe it was like the texture of like a pineapple. And it tasted like a fruity fart. Like, that's what that was a taste. And it was awful. I almost gagged. It was really gross. And it's probably the worst thing I've ever had, honestly. And I think back to that and all like the crazy foods I've tried. And I think about how all of us are so willing to try just about anything, right? Like someone's like, dude, check out this like this new video game. And you're like, yeah, sure, like I'll give it a try. Like when we're excited about something, we want to share it, right? Like, oh, a new video game, I'm gonna try. Oh, this new restaurant, they have really good burgers. You should go, okay, yeah, sure, I'll give it a try, right? We're open to trying just about anything. But I want to ask each and every one of you, have you honestly given God a try? An honest try, right? Because we've all, I mean, all of us, especially on the team, all of us have been through, you know, catechism classes, Bible study, all that stuff, right? And, you know, we've all been forced to go to Bible study at different times. You know, our moms take us. A lot of times we don't want to go. We've been forced to go to Mass. We have all these times where we go, and we're like, yeah, sure, okay, Jesus, praise you, I'm very full of grace, you know, that kind of thing. But I want to ask if you've honestly given God a chance to work. If you've honestly opened yourself up and you're like, you know what, God, go for it. Because one shot, one try is all the Lord's looking for. All he needs is one try to change your life. Each and every one of us on this team, our lives are not the same as they used to be. Our lives have been changed because of God, because of Jesus Christ. And there's a reason. It's not just us. We're not special. God wants to come into each and every one of our lives and make it better and change our lives. But he's not going to force himself upon us. He's going to knock on the door, and he'll knock rain, sun, or snow. He'll be there. He'll never stop knocking. But it's up to us to open the door for him. And there's so many things in this world that scream at us, like, yelling, it's like, oh, try this and you'll be happy. Do this and you'll be happy. This will finally make you happy. This is what you're looking for. While Jesus hangs there silently on the cross, saying, this is how much I love you. This is how much I love you. That I would die the death of outcasts, of scum, for you. And I think about that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I don't want to do. Like, trust me, there's a lot of stuff that I want to do. And eventually, I kind of muster up the courage and do it, right? And it helps if you have a reason for doing so, right? But, like, I got to have a pretty good reason. Like, most of the time, like, I don't get up out of bed early in the morning unless I have to go to class. I'm doing it so I can go to class, right? But could you imagine how big of a reason you have to die for somebody? To get beat up, thrown around, spit at, made fun of, and die for somebody. That's how much Jesus loves us, right? And it's not just, oh, he just loves me. He loves every single one of you. And when he was hanging on that cross for 3 hours, he was thinking of you. And not just you in general, you specifically. And all he wants is a chance to be in your life. A couple years ago, I went on a camping trip with some friends. And it was a great time. We had fun during the day. And it was supposed to be really cold that night. And my friends were like, hey, you know, like, did you bring a sleeping bag? I'm like, no, you know, I got a big coat. I'll be fine. They told me to bring a sleeping bag, but you know what? Like, I don't want to carry a sleeping bag. I got a big coat. I'll be fine, you know? And I was going to use my friend's tent. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I was like, I don't need a sleeping bag. I'll be fine. And I had, like, they're like, oh, do you want, like, you should bring an air mattress, too. I'm like, dude, I don't need an air mattress. I have, like, a little tiny roll-up air mattress that's going to be plenty. I have a coat. I'll be fine. You know, I know how to handle it. Like, don't tell me what to do. And I didn't say that, but, you know, kind of thought it. We got there, and it was a great day, fun day, and we were all going to bed. And I used my buddy's tent, and the last time he had took it out was to the beach. So it had, like, sand all over it, right? And it's like laying in sand is kind of gross. And I was laying in the sand, and I was on this pad. My pad deflated about, like, 20 minutes in. So I'm sitting on the cold ground, and I have this big coat on, and the wind is cutting right through this coat. And I'm shivering like I've never shivered before. Like, I mean, I've been to Michigan in, like, January, like, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and this wasn't even close to how cold it was. And I was shivering, I had some, like, Tylenol on me, and I had the worst migraine of my life. I tried to take, like, painkiller, like, it didn't help, nothing. And I was just miserable for hours. I was just sitting there, miserable. And finally, I'm like, you know what, I just gotta get up. Like, I'm gonna walk around. I can't sleep, I'm so miserable. And I get up, and I get out of my tent, I'm walking around. And my buddy sees me at, like, just like 3 or 4 in the morning. He hears me moving around, and he gets up, And without saying anything, without needing to, he just gets up and he starts making a fire. He starts making a fire, building it up really good. And he's like, hey, man, like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. You know, I didn't want to tell him that I was miserable. And he's like, okay, cool. And he builds this fire, and it's like super warm. And so I'm finally like, I get up close to it, and it's the best thing in the world. I mean, this fire was so good. I mean, on the coldest of cold nights. And I'm sitting next to this fire, and he's like, hey, man, you want some breakfast? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I'm not that hungry. He's like, oh, okay, well, okay. And he cooks breakfast for me, just for me. He didn't make anything for himself. He cooks like 3 eggs, like 2 big sausages, and he gives it to me. I'm like, no, dude, I don't want it. He's like, dude, just come on, just take it. I'm like, all right, fine. And it was like the best tasting eggs and sausages like I've ever had. It was just so good. And I'm sitting by this warm fire, and he didn't say anything. He didn't ask me anything. And he let me come talk to him. And thinking about that, our friendship is great, you know, but like, it, like thinking about it, like I'm not like a crier, much of a crier, but like, I get like tears in my eyes thinking like, he didn't have to do that. He woke up at 3 a.m, cooked me food, and like after I ate that food, the headache went away, everything was gone, like I've never been like more comfortable in my life. And we watched the sunrise afterwards, just me and him, and we didn't say anything. And the Lord does the same thing for us, right? He sees us struggling and shivering all by ourselves in the cold, and we think, you know, we got it, we're fine, I can handle it on my own, I'll figure it out. And he's shivering, and he doesn't force himself upon us. But the Lord, you know, builds this fire for us, he has his food for us, and he's like, hey, come over here. He invites us to the fire, he invites us in. Not for anything for himself, not for anyone, but just so he could be with us. Because that's how much he loves us. And he'll sacrifice whatever he did. He already did sacrifice everything. Even more than sacrificing a couple hours of sleep, he sacrificed his whole life. He died at 33. He was a young guy. He sacrificed everything for you. We can't keep ourselves warm. We can't. We can't keep ourselves warm. We can't do it on our own. And so tonight, you guys are going to have the opportunity. None of us on the team are going to force you to pray. None of us on our team are going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. God's not going to make you do anything that you don't want to do. But I ask that you just let him into your heart. Sit next to him to that fire. Even if that means spilling your heart out and everything that you've been struggling with lately, maybe it's just hanging out with him and just enjoying that silence with him. But I ask that during this time, that you do the sign of the cross. You say, Jesus, I give you permission to love me. And you say, show me what you got. And you'll be surprised and amazed at what he has. Thank you.